Cape Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
Our focus today is on the inspiring work that is being done by a non-profit organization based at the Lentegeer Psychiatric Hospital in Mitchells Plain. It's called the Spring Foundation, and it's all about helping mentally ill patients to reintegrate and reconnect with their communities. The idea is to transform the way the hospital itself is seen and the way mental illness is viewed and perceived by the surrounding community, and also to perhaps see whether the hospital can be used as a regeneration node for new economic activity in that community. We're so delighted to welcome to the studio director and founder Dr. John Parker, as well as the deputy director of the Spring Foundation, Meryl Smith. Thank you so much both for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure. John, can we start by talking about the hospital itself before we talk about the Spring Foundation and how it came into being? For those who are not familiar with Lentegeer as a facility, can you just paint a picture for us of how long it's been there and what it's all about?
Certainly. So Lentegeer is currently a 600-bed psychiatric hospital, one of three large psychiatric hospitals in the Western Cape. So we cater to about a third of the Western Cape's population, including the very impoverished areas close to the hospital of Philippi and parts of Khayelitsha, as well as Mitchells Plain, a lot of the Cape Flats. It was founded in the late 80s. In fact, was part of the tricameral project initially. The story goes that people wanted a hospital, and the government decided this was a way of getting people to vote for the tricameral system. And they still joke in the area, we wanted a hospital and we got a molest.
That right there tells you you've got a perception problem, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Let me bring in the third guest in studio, if I may, at this point, because when we talk perceptions, that's what he's in the business of. Ricky Mabir, welcome to you as well, media liaison for the Spring Foundation.
Thanks so much.
And a man who works on many projects that are all about changing negative perceptions of Mitchells Plain, aren't you, Ricky?
Absolutely, Pippa. You know, living in Mitchells Plain for the past 15 years, it's been a harsh reality of mine to see the doom and gloom that's been happening out there. However, on the flip side of it, there's a lot of positive that happens as well. And living and seeing the other side of the fence is that there are perceptions that come from the area, and that those perceptions need to change. And there's such a lot of good that happens. And more recently now, with my involvement with the Spring Foundation, I've just realized that, you know, mental illness is such, it's deeply ingrained in many of our lives, not just on the serious, severely mentally ill, but just on the basic mental stresses that we go through. I mean, be it anxiety, be it depression. And I see that every day, and the poverty that's in my area. But, you know, there are ways in which we can alleviate that in creative ways.
And that is exactly what Spring Foundation is hoping to
do.
I mean, Meryl, that I can't get that phrase out of my head that John just shared with us. We wanted a hospital, we got a mulhouse. It's a very us and them thing, isn't it? It's keeping that facility at an arm's length from we, the people who live around it.
Absolutely. I mean, you can actually see with the work we're doing, there's a lot of attempts and a lot of projects to involve both the community and the patients to ensure there's much more integration and perception changing. So it's a huge job that we have in front of us.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the Spring Foundation, the name itself obviously is not a coincidence. It's very, very integrally tied to your location. Who wants to talk to us about where name came from?
John?
Yeah, I will. I think, in fact, a few years ago, I wandered around Lentegeer. Lentegeer is the name of the area that the hospital's in. And I asked people, what does it mean? And I couldn't find anyone who could tell me. They either said it's the name, it's just the name, or it's the name of the molest.
Okay.
And, you know, for a long time I worked there, I didn't realize it had a meaning. And it's such a beautiful meaning, the essence of spring, you know, the aroma of spring. And so, you know, so much of the problems we're seeing are related to the way we've become fragmented and divided. I mean, so much bad has happened to people with mental illness because of the system of institutions and cutting them off and kind of throwing them away in these warehouses. This 1700s European model that's just been spread throughout the world. And of course, as soon as they're put away somewhere, they become them, not us. And the fact is, they are us. Mental illness is incredibly common. So it's a response to that division, as well as all the divisions in our society, which I believe are a major factor in driving mental illness. You know, the economic divisions, racial divides, the separation of ourselves from our planet, the way we're destroying it, as if it isn't part of us, this environment. And so what we say is, you know, spring is symbolic of rebirth and hope. But that's only really true if we understand that we're part of the cycles of nature. So the aim of the Spring Foundation is to bring about a redesign of mental health care through the support of any initiative that brings about hope and recovery through any form of reconnection. And so all our projects, we do that in some way or another. We've got an ID project. We help our patients get ID cards. So that's reconnecting them
to
the basics of their citizenship. We do a lot of anti-stigma work. We've got a big greening campaign. So, you know, reconnecting to the planet. We've got a huge market garden on the go. So, you know, reconnecting to the soil. And it's just amazing to see how people become regenerated through that work. Just working that opportunity to work in the soil and make things grow has just got an incredible healing effect. And then, of course, our creative youth project is really about using therapies, and particularly arts therapy, to connect with young people in ways that are much more accessible than sort of traditional psychotherapy and medication. And, of course, that's a connection to one's inner world. And also, I believe, what's so important is a connection to pride in heritage, which is something that I think's really been lost.
And it's something, Ricky, I know, is obviously all about what you're doing, trying to reestablish that sense of pride, particularly in the heritage of Mitchell's Plain.
This is just it. Yeah. You know, Mitchell's Plain, as well as the Cape Flats, for a long time has been seen as the underbelly of society. I mean, we've been left thrown into the dark side of society. And there's such a lot of richness that comes out of these areas. And especially in terms of education, I mean, you did a show two weeks ago on innovative education and innovative means of enriching our youth. And this is just one of those projects that we hope that, you know, people that are suffering through gangsterism and just general poverty can tap into resources such as what the Spring Foundation is doing. And we see a lot of positivity in it, and we've had great responses thus far. And the patients, most importantly, have had great results from that. And it's just something we're trying to grow in all our projects.
Meryl, can I ask, is part of the problem of this, the sort of distancing that the community feels towards the facility, is part of the problem perhaps a lack of their understanding of who you are and the kinds of services that are available there, that perhaps this is a hospital that could help them, that it's not necessarily the lock up and throw away the key people with really chronic severe conditions that need lifelong care, but that there are also services there that anyone can access and many people would benefit from accessing?
Well, I think you've touched on a very valid point. The Spring Foundation's only really officially been around, you know, since 2014. So prior to that, there has always been a very much that you keep them locked in and keep us away, but in actual fact, you're trying to prevent them from getting in as well, to break in and all the crime that happens as well. So there's, but what's happened with the Spring Foundation is our whole aim is to actually outreach, to bring them to see what actually is happening with the hospital, that there are these programs available, and how can we actually all work together to make a better place in Mitchell's Plain. And that's why Ricky has been so valuable with his links to the community.
Okay. If you've just joined us late to the conversation, let me just recap who you are listening to. We're talking about the Lentehere Psychiatric Hospital, and particularly about the Spring Foundation, which is a non-profit organization that is trying to really build bridges between patients and the surrounding community, to help patients reconnect with their community, reintegrate into that community, and in turn to help the community have a sense of valuing the facility and accessing help that's available to them there. We are speaking to the director and founder of the Spring Foundation, Dr. John Parker, and the deputy director, Meryl Smith, as well as to Ricky Mabi, who is their media liaison and is passionate about telling the positive stories that are coming out of Mitchell's Plain and changing public perceptions of it as a negative space. I've got a caller on the line, so I'm going to ask you just to pop your headphones on so that you can listen to Tyrone in Kensington. And I should just repeat that if anybody has a question or a comment, you are welcome to call in, as Tyrone has done. 021-446-0567 is the number. Tyrone, great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Pippa, for a great show.
Thank you.
Pippa, I've watched Mitchell's Plain grow out of the sand of the Cape Flats. And my father very aptly said when we were offered to move there, because you were sort of forced to move if you earned a certain salary, to Mitchell's Plain. Mm. And he called it a constructed slum. And I'm curious as to how much of the mental problems have been caused by the design, the structure of Mitchell's Plain, the proximity of yourself to your neighbors, all houses adjoining. And I'd like to know how much of the population of Lentegia Hospital is in fact residents of Mitchell's Plain.
Some great questions, Tyrone. Not the clearest of line. I hope you were able to hear the question, though. A very, very valid one. John, your response?
Absolutely. Thank you, Tyrone. Yeah, I can't give you a straight off figure, but I you know, it's probably close to 50% of who we see. Definitely it's the majority of our outpatients are coming from the Mitchell's Plain area. But, you know, the vast majority are from the Cape Flats. And I think that point about constructed slum is absolutely correct. You know, not just in the way it was built, but in the way communities were torn apart. Because it is in community that we have the factors that prevent mental illness. I think the work of Don Pinnock in particular has been very powerful in illustrating this, you know, as that loss of community as being the major drivers for the rampant drug problem and gangsterism and so on. So I think that's absolutely correct. You can't simply just lay down houses and tiny houses at that without, you know, and just expect a community to exist. The real community society was destroyed, and you know it's been a huge task to rebuild it. That certainly is happening. There are amazing things happening in Mitchell's Plain, and it's very important to also hold on to that and not simply maintain this Mitchell's Plain equals disaster mentality. There's beautiful stuff going on there too.
Tyrone, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks,
great to have you with us, Tyrone in Kensington. We have another caller on the line, Joy in Wynberg. Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon. I'm a drama teacher, and I used to have a private drama studio where I used to teach teachers to teach. And we used to, under Rene Smith and Peter Nissen, when they ran the psychiatric department, we used to actually take students out to give drama lessons to the outpatients, the drug addict patients. And I was just wondering if they still do those drama lessons. And this was in the early 2000s, somewhere around there.
Is that still happening?
Right at the moment, the emphasis is we've had to contract a little bit, but certainly that's the aim, to develop fine art therapy, drama therapy, music therapy. At the moment, the major focus is on music therapy, simply because that has been the strongest arm of what we've been doing. But yeah, these are all part of the plans for the adolescent unit, led very ably by Dr. Rene Nassen, who was mentioned
there. Yeah. Joy, thanks so much for what you did back then. And maybe it's something that could be explored in the future to be revitalized.
Absolutely.
I'd love to become involved again. It'd be fantastic.
Joy, that would be very great if you could. We will be giving our contact details at the
end. Yes, we will.
So we would appreciate it if you could contact through me, and we can see what we can get you involved in. Always.
Okay. Well, I do know Renee. So
you can directly contact her as well.
Joy, thanks so much for calling in. That's wonderful. That's exactly the kind of response we're hoping to get today, because there are lots of ways that listeners can help be part of this process, and we will get to some of those at the end. I want to, though, just touch on that market garden that you mentioned, because that is such an exciting project, and it's progressing quite well already, I think. I know in one of the background research documents I was looking at, somebody mentioned, and Ricky, it might have been you, the inspiration of Cheryl Azinski and what she's done with the Oranjezicht City Market. Yeah. Are you trying to mirror what they've done in Oranjezicht at Lentegia?
In a sense, What we've done is, it's more so been for the patients, and in which they can sort of feel, once again, part of the actual growing as far as their self-belief and self-worth in society. The Market Garden, and or this, the Arizona's the City Market Garden, is definitely a mirror, something we'd like to mirror, but also take it further in terms of bringing the community in there and helping them develop and bringing volunteers from the community and helping them develop their sense of pride and grow a mini economy, should I say. And that's definitely part of what we're looking to do. I think we should.
Yeah, I think, you know, so the probably the other big difference is in terms of our aim to be that much more productive in terms of food produce. And although we, you know, we're very much an organic garden, and we collaborating a lot with Cheryl in selling organic produce, particularly to the premium markets of sort of this side of Cape Town. The other aim is really to be addressing food insecurity. So we want to empower our patients to be able to leave the hospital and develop their own food gardens and progressively develop a food market on the Cape Flats that comes from local growers. Because I don't know if you know, but there's no absolute food shortage. All the problems are in transport and storage. So the more people can be growing locally, the more we have an immediate way to address food insecurity.
Every time we do an interview about food wastage, we hear the message that enough food is being grown. The problem is how much is being thrown away because it is damaged or lost in that progress of getting it from the point of growth down the chain to the point of sale.
Because of the transport costs, in fact. Yes.
So it's hugely important. Now, you've mentioned the Market Garden. We've spoken a bit about the Creative Youth Project and the use of the arts as a method for adolescents in particular. What else is the Spring Foundation? I know you've got a big gala event coming up in July that you wanted to mention, which is one way that listeners can support what you're doing.
Yes.
Tell us a bit more about that, Meryl.
Okay, so the gala event is really to concretize a lot of our values as well as to raise funds. So we have enlisted quite a few of the prominent artists who are very involved with heritage and culture building. Some of these being the Ndoni Dance Group, who actually, they're a separate NPO, who also, in fact, provide training and economic strength to dancers.
Okay.
Then we also have Diana Ferris, who I'm sure you're aware of, the Saatchi Baatman.
The poem.
The poem about bringing back that heritage and the roots and, you know, the culture of this poor woman who got exposed on the streets of London and paraded.
She must, I mean, that must be a hugely inspirational example for you, because that poem itself had such a dire, I mean, many people attribute the fact that Saatchi Baatman's remains were returned to that poem.
It's even in the French law now, that, you know, that whole thing against victimization and that kind of thing.
It's people like Diana Ferris. I had the honor of meeting her and talking about this at the World Psychiatry Congress when she performed there. And, you know, are doing such important work in reestablishing the sense of pride in heritage and these connections. And I think that that's such an important aspect of getting these communities back to a really vibrant, healthy state again.
Yeah, so we're very fortunate to have her support and the Ndoni dancers. And we have Solly Philander, who will be the MC.
Fantastic.
So we promised to give quite a good entertainment, warm, heartwarming event. And it'll be at the City Hall, which in itself has a history of culture and heritage. So we very look forward to people having an early bird offer by coming through to me directly, for the tickets will be 300 Rand. And the event is on the 20th of July. So before we go to CompuTicket,
Please come straight to you.
Please come straight to us.
Great time to share some contact details, I think. Meryl, how do they contact you?
All right. So through our website, Deputy Director at the Spring Foundation.org is my email. Probably the through the website directly. And Facebook page, we've got a link there as
It's
well.
It's the Lentifier Spring Foundation.
The Lentifier Spring Foundation. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The website's thespringfoundation.org.
Thespringfoundation.org. Okay. Yeah. And we'll tweet the link to that in the intro.
Sorry.
No, it's hard to keep track of these things sometimes. We'll tweet the link as well so that listeners can just click on something. I know jotting down notes with a pen and paper are not always reliable, as I learn every day from my own notes.
And obviously me rendering them,
Okay. So that big event is the 20th of July. In what other way could listeners hearing the story and feeling inspired by the story today help you? What else can they do?
I'm going to hand over to Ricky, who has got some ideas.
Well, with all the projects, each of the projects need the public's help in any sort of way, be it via any sort of donations. And that also can be done via the website on the donate page. As well as, you know, like the wheelchair projects, they are like buckets, brushes, anything that would definitely assist us in terms of making the work easy for the patients to sort of fulfill their jobs. But ideally, you know, any little helps, definitely via the donate page. And of course, all the support at the Gala event, that'll also be absolutely brilliant.
So financial donations, donations in kind. You mentioned, I mean, obviously the art's a big part of this. So art supplies, if there are connections, are those something that are useful?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Right now, the art project is slightly dormant. We're waiting for more funding to come through.
Okay, so financial donations is priority.
Okay. So, yeah, but any donations, really, we can make use of in the community as well. So whatever anyone wants to volunteer, it's nice.
Okay. So, but most importantly, please take advantage of that early bird special to book your tickets for the big gala on the 20th of July. Just to repeat that email address, it's deputydirector@thespringfoundation.org, and the website is www.thespringfoundation.org. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining
us
today,
so much,
and good luck. May the project grow from strength to strength.
Thanks so much, Pippa.